Sincero, tabling of petitions. Are there any petitions to table today? 5.0, public question comment session. I will remind people there you have 5 minutes maximum, and I do set my timer to speak. And if you wish to address council, you do so at the microphone, and you state your name and your civic address, because it's required for our minutes. So if anyone wishes to speak, just, okay, so. Oh, we know who you are, but you still have to. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Anyway, 3.2, water and sewer extension. That presentation there is one. Very good presentation. And I would certainly suggest that council pursue this. And we certainly need the housing here in Queens County. And we want to continue to expand. So I just ask that you give consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts.
Good morning, I'm Susan McLeod, 57 College Street in Liverpool. I just would like to know, people sitting in the room today are having a hard time hearing, and your online coverage is also very difficult and almost embarrassing to say it's coming from the municipality. And I understand there was money allotted for in-house sound system. Can you tell me when that will be completed?
Not at this point in time, however, I can just find that out for you and get back to you. And I would just remind members of council to please speak up and project your voice so that you may all be heard.
This has been on the agenda and in the budget for the last couple of years, so can you say why it's taking too long?
I cannot answer that at this point in time. Any other questions or comments?
Good morning. My name is Peter Gow. My address is 34 Jenny Drive, Pine Grove, Nova Scotia. So I am the president of the South Shore Flying Club. Our club has had a lease arrangement with the region to manage the airport since about 2015. We also had a terminal building lease and a land lease with the region since roughly that time. This note I have has been circulated to the councilors previously, and on that there's a couple of pictures to give council some idea of the efforts of parents who have done by the flying club and cleaning up the terminal building. The building was in bad shape a few years ago. The cleanup was entirely at our flying club's expense, and members didn't hesitate to donate labor when asked to complete this project. We did not receive any financial help from the region to complete the job. We're just happy to do it to improve things at the airport. Broken windows were repaired by club members at no expense. Inside the building, we cleaned it up from top to bottom, basically. More painting, repaired concrete steps, again, at our expense, no cost to the region. Received an email from Chris, the CAO, a couple weeks ago, I think it was the 24th of October, asking if we could meet him the next day, and I said, sure, can we bring a few Flying Club board members, and he said yes. We met here with the CAO, and he told us the sale of the airport for $565,000. The previous deal was withdrawn by the proposed buyer. He then told us the airport will be sold to the Drag Race Association for $50,000. He suggested things may be able to be worked out with the racers and go along similar to what they were previously with their lease with the region. When we left, we were pretty much in shock, board of the flying club. Why were we not given equal opportunity to bid as the racers? Leases from the flying club and the drag racers were terminated months ago at the request of the region to clear a path for the sale of the airport to the proposed buyer at the time. I contacted CAO a few days after the meeting, asking him if it was a done deal, and or could we still make an offer? He said, you can make an offer, it'll have to go before council. We have been able to raise money from our membership to make an offer to buy the airport in the amount of $100,000. If this offer is accepted by council, Flying Club also agrees to enter into a long-term lease with the racers, so they can continue with their 5 races per year, as they have been doing for many years. Please understand that this is nothing against racing folks at all. I think we have a great relationship with them, and I think they'd say the same about us too. Our board members from the Flying Club had an informal chat with the drag racers president and vice president about 10 days ago at the airport. From that talk, it seemed to us that there would not likely be a future for the Flying Club at the airport. One item that was mentioned during our chat is that if the new fuel system was too expensive to insure, that they would likely have to sell it if they really don't need it. Also, event fees could be charged to the Flying Club for things like practices, flying. They also mentioned looking at increasing the number of races, perhaps up to 10 was mentioned. If these things were implemented by the racers, it would leave very little room for an active airport or a Flying Club. With the Flying Club's offer in place, we feel it would benefit all. Number one, the races can continue as before, 5 races per year, with the benefit of a long-term lease similar to what they have at the region. Local business will also benefit because races will still be held as usual. Number two, Flying community would also be pleased as they can continue on before. We can hold events like breakfasts, barbecue, fly-ins, which were well attended and received by the community. Money raised by these events went towards a rather substantial insurance bill. And number three, if this offer is accepted, the region will still have a viable, functioning airport available for aerial firefighting, air ambulance use, also for tourism, businesses that may wish to locate to the area, where an airport is an important piece of infrastructure to them. Individuals considering moving to the area, it certainly doesn't help, certainly doesn't hurt if there's an active airport available. All of this, and there is no cost to the region, not a nickel. That's it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mr. Gatt.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm David Gerdry. I live at 20 Star Bay Avenue, Western Head. I'm the president of the NSDRA. Just a little background. The NSDRA was formed in 2004. Since then, we have provided a safe, fun-filled environment for our racers and spectators. Our racers come from all over maritime provinces, and we have several racers that have moved to our area because of the track and its reputation of being well-organized and well-run. Over the years, we have maintained and upgraded the airport property with paving projects, guardrails, and landscaping, to name a few. Every season, we do small improvements to the property. We, the NSDRA, would like to thank the Region of Queens for allowing us to do what we all love for the last number of years. 2023 will mark our 20th season. We would also like to thank them for this opportunity to possibly purchase the airport property. We fully intend to work with the South Shore Flying Club into the future and meet with them after the purchase to figure out financial and safety needs that will work best for both groups. The airport is a piece of local history that dates back to the late 60s and early 70s that we don't want to see end. Jack and I spoke briefly with Peter and David from the South Shore Flying Club and also told them we are willing to work with them. Once again, thanks for this opportunity. We are excited about what the future may hold.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thanks.
Anyone else that would like to speak today on any matter? Is there a hand, please?
Douglas Decker, I live 30 of Green Lane, Brooklyn.
total payments totaled around $120,000. In all the times we've been in business since 2004, we had neither asked for nor received any financial aid from Bridge to Queens. And the last one, based on figures that we received from the Bridge to Queens tourism staff, our economic impact on the area since we've been in operation is right now probably in the order of $4 million. So we're a valuable asset. The situation in the spring when we were called in February, we told that the airport was being sold to a private developer. At that point, we could only get a 3-year agreement. So it becomes important for us to continue on with this with our 20 years. We want to go another 20, that we need better. Better control of the airport in order to ensure that we have long-term viability on. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dick. So anyone else who wishes to speak on any matter? Yes, please.
Attorney Feener, 212 Beach Hill Road, Hudson Park. I think the great business people that are who stewards the property and not saying it should be served to get it. The only question I have, counsel, is that if the offer's put in for over $500,000, that's probably close to value, probably undervalued of what the property's actually worth. I'm just wondering if the council as a whole made a decision to drop it down to, you know, $50,000 purchase price, or why is this is like $450,000 plus difference. It seems to be an awful drop.
And I just simply answer that by stating the first price that the independent buyer was interested in was an appraised market value, and council has the ability to sell any of its property for as low as a dollar, an example being three PID properties that were offered to a local non-for-profit organization for housing.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they shouldn't get it for that. I'm just saying, was this decision made as council as a whole, or made by one individual?
No, it's no decisions are made by one individual.
Okay, so this was decision dropped down, made by all of them. Okay, thank you very much.
My name is Bill Womble from 200 Laurie Womble Road in Greenfield. Of this meeting and what the agenda might be. Yesterday, as I was trying to get to the airport in Edmonton to come home, so I'm not very well prepared. I got home last night at 1 o'clock in the morning and left my wife sleeping in the bed. So this topic about the airport, the sale of the airport, I don't think should be considered without public consultation. There's a lot of pavement out there, which if I had to do it, it would be way beyond my It's not your airport, it's not your property, you don't own it. And neither do I. We all own it. It's public property. So why can't, this is my question. I think the council should have public consultation and get some ideas. Perhaps there's other opportunities on that property. You can have drag racing. You can have airplanes. Recreation is big business. I know, because I grew up with that.
Womboldt, and just for your information, since you may not have seen the agenda item today is a motion to have a public hearing. It is not a motion to sell the airport. It is a motion to have a public hearing, which would enable them, if they, if council so chooses in the end, to sell it at less than fair market value. That is the, and that is December 13th. The council has heard your request for a public input.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Exactly what I wanted to ask for.
You're welcome. Do we have anyone else who wishes to speak today? Hearing none, item 6.0, approval of the regular council minutes October 25th, 2022. Moved by Councillor Brown, seconded by Councillor Hughes. Any questions? All those in favor? Passed. 7.1, within your package, there is background information respecting the South Shore Regional Airport, and there is a it was my 5-minute alarm, and I let people go over. There is a recommendation within the package regarding the hosting of a public hearing. Councillor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give notice of its intent to sell PID number 70110903, also known as the property of the South Shore Regional Airport, to Nova Scotia Drag Racers Association for less than fair market value, and that a public hearing respecting the proposed sale be held on December 13, 2022, in the Council Chambers of the Municipal Administration Building, 249 White Point Road, Liverpool, at 9 a.m.
Is there a seconder? Councillor Gidden seconds that. The floor is open for discussion. Anyone wishes to comment on this motion? Councillor Brown.
Well, we heard a couple of people say that they wanted public consultation, and you mentioned that this motion was just a motion to hold a public hearing, but the first part of the motion is that we're selling it to somebody. I'd like to amend the motion that we move the motion to a public hearing at that time to discuss the sale. That leaves it open to all potential buyers and the public to have a say.
So you're recommending that it be amended to say the Council of the Region of Queens give notice of its intention to sell PID number, also known as for less than fair market value, and
yes,
not list a,
yes,
a
without a specific seller.
You would need a seconder for that amendment. Is there a seconder? Councillor Hawks seconds the amendment. Discussion on the amendment. Councillor Fancy.
My question would be, I guess, back to the CAO. I know you can amend motions, but when it's a major amendment to the motion, I don't know if we're allowed, are we allowed to do that, because that's a major change to the motion. I don't think we can.
It's the first time this motion has come to the floor. CAO McNeil, what is your...
Removing the name is fine. That's not substantive. However, if council does decide to sell it, you have to go through this whole process all over again, because you can't have a public hearing that's generic. And then so essentially you'd essentially be removing this motion completely and holding a generic public hearing or a public meeting, whatever you want to call it, to sell the airport. And then if you decide at that time to do it, you'd have to start all over again and come back and make this exact same motion.
So I hear you, but what are you saying? So if we do this, then we have no sale on the floor. It's just a matter of having a meeting.
Anyone have any clarification on that? Councillor Brown?
I think my concern is that if we put one person's name in there and we have a public hearing, and we obviously have some competing offers on the airport, some at different levels, if we ended up defeating this motion because of some of the other possibilities, then we would be back exactly where we are. I think this gives us a chance to find out what the public thinks we should do. And, you know, the impression out there is that I'm against the drag racers, but I'm not. You know, they put a lot into the community, but we work for all the people in Queens County, and they all have a right to have their say. And I think having one group named could be defeated, and we'd be back exactly where we are, or further behind.
Councillor Charlton?
I believe that issuing a public hearing is giving our community an opportunity to voice their concerns, and if council wishes not to proceed with that, then that can happen whether that is in the motion or it's not. So I will not be supporting that amendment motion. Thank you.
Any other comments before I ask for the question on the motion as amended? On the amended motion. On the amendment. On the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment to remove the name of the intended seller of the purpose of the meeting, signify by raising your hand. Against? So, Councillor Deputy Muse, did you? Deputy Fancy, did you vote?
Yes.
Okay, 3-5. Okay. And so we're back to the motion as presented. Further discussion on the motion as presented. I do believe that Councillor Charlton made a good point, Councillor Brown also made a point, and Councillor Charlton's point, that we host the public meeting, and if it is defeated, then we're going to be back to where we would be if we don't have the name in it in the first place. So, I'm going to call for the motion as presented. All those in favor?
Well, first, thank you for comment.
I've asked for comments. Is
yeah.
Further comments?
Yes.
Or you need to put your hand up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you welcome? My concern is that we have no less than 4 people that could be interested in the property that's out there. I think we've worked in good faith with the Drag Racers Association, but yet I'm still not sure where we are from the legal aspect from the region. And I do not want, and I do not feel comfortable going forward without at least consulting with our lawyers to be able to find out where we are, because I do not want to be selling or doing things that's contrary to the Municipal Act. So I would like to defer this until we have such time that we can be able to talk to our legal representation to be able to know where we are.
Are you making a motion to defer this?
Yes.
Well, then we will need a seconder. Is there a seconder to defer the motion?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Is there discussion on deference? Councillor Muse?
I don't see why we have to defer it. I think, can't we just ask for legal opinions and still go forward with the meeting? If we defer it, we're going to button it off another month. So, I mean, it's over a month. We should be able to get legal advice within a month before the meeting.
You'd be correct in that. Councillor Charlton?
I was just going to share the same comment and just reiterate the fact that this is for a public hearing only, so there's still time.
Other questions on the motion to defer? All those in favor of the motion to defer? Contrary? motion. Is there any further discussion on the main motion to have a public hearing, to allow the public the opportunity to present yeas or nays on our intention to sell the PID number to the Nova Scotia Drag Racers? Is there any further discussion on that motion to hold a public hearing? Councillor Brown?
I think, you know, it's very important that we have a public hearing so that the public knows what we're doing. And, you know, I made the motions that I did to make things, make me feel more above board. I don't know if it, that's not a condemnation on anything we've done, but just to open the option. So if we're going forward with a public hearing, I will support that motion and allow the public, all the public, to have their say.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Seeing no other questions, I'm going to ask for the motion as presented. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Fire Department Leadership Training, 7.2. As we know from discussion at our last meeting, the fire chiefs have asked for, I'm not going to say psychologically, I'm going to say leadership training in order so they may work better together as a unit among themselves, and the fire chiefs can work better as a unit with the staff that they work with in this region. So there is a recommendation within the package. Councillor Gidney?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize the funding of fire department leadership training and relationship building facilitation as an unfunded liability of the 2022-2023 operating budget for an amount of approximately $12,000.
And that is seconded by Councillor Amaro. Coordinator Levy, do you have anything further to add to what you've discovered?
No, there's nothing further from the last meeting, so everything is good.
So at this point in time, it's an approximate. So
yes.
Do we know what that approximate, is it like give or take 1,000, give or take 3,000?
It's really hard to say give or take because we haven't started to look into the actual costs. I will say that this confirmation is probably at the higher end to ensure that this approval does cover whatever.
Because I know if it's like a $20,000 cost, I'm pretty certain council would want to revisit that. Councillor Mews?
Do we have organizations that can give this training?
There are lots of organizations that do conflict resolution. It's just a matter of finding one that would work best for the circumstances and within the budget that is in the recommendation.
Any other? Councillor Charlton?
I think even if that were to fluctuate over that, which it sounds like it's not because it's on the high end, it's still something that our fire chiefs and fire service need, and I think, you know, that's a no-brainer in supporting them. If they support us, we can support them.
Any other questions? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Passed. 7.3, Memorandum of Understanding respecting EMO Mutual Aid. As we heard at our last meeting during discussion, we do have a EMO Mutual Aid agreement with units in the county of Shelburne, but we do not have Emergency Measure Organization Mutual Aid with communities and with municipalities in the county of Lunenburg. And this is very different from fire department mutual aid. This is emergency measure organization mutual aid. So there is a recommendation within the package. Councillor Hawks?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize entering into a proposed agreement with the municipality of the District of Lunenburg, the municipality of the District of Chester, the town of Bridgewater, the town of Liverpool, and the town of Mahone Bay for emergency management mutual aid.
And that's seconded by Councillor Brown.
I I'd like to also point out that that should have been the town of Lunenburg, not Liverpool.
Town of Lunenburg, you said Liverpool.
Yeah, and I seconded.
Yeah.
Easy, easy to do.
You meant to say the town of Lunenburg, didn't you, Counselor Marks? Yes. And it's seconded by Counselor Brown. Anyone have any questions? We thoroughly discussed this. Counselor Gooden?
I just want to confirm that this is of no cost to us unless we bring people in, is that correct? If, that we use it and they, we bring people into our.
If we had a major ice storm, hurricane, emergency measures that we could not cope with, then we called in, the other units could place, could charge us for the cost that they incurred.
Yes.
And on the same side, if we went to them.
Right, we would charge them, but there's no cost to us unless we use it.
Thanks. Any other questions? Valuable thing in today's society.
I think this is a great idea, because that no municipality has the potential to cover every aspect of every emergency on their own, and this allows us all to share the load if it happens. I think some of these hurricanes we've had have shown how important it is to have backup over and above your own resources.
And those who attended the Federation conference last week heard from the Premier, opposition MLAs, and many people of how the municipal units in the CBRM area and the different in eastern Nova Scotia all worked together during that major emergency measures situation was presented. So seeing no further questions, I will ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. 8.1. Bioeconomy Development Opportunity Zone. Would be Director Lane.
Good morning, Norman, councilors.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, so the Bioeconomy Development Opportunity Zone, we were approached by the Nova Scotia Innovation Hub, which is an organization whose mission is to accelerate growth of Nova Scotia low-carbon bioeconomy. They're seeking support to create this BDO zone, which would include the region of Queens. At its heart, it's just an action towards investment attraction. So the program is a certification and rating program, which gives confidence to investors that the work, a lot of the legwork has been done in terms of this being a suitable area for bioeconomy, for the bioeconomy manufacturing sector. So when an investor is looking for an area to establish a plant, anything that shines a light on your area is going to elevate the chance that you're going to be chosen over somewhere else. And so this is a third-party certification and rating program where there would be a six-month research process to evaluate our suitability as a bioeconomy development zone. Three sort of objectives of the zone would be the trusted assessment of success characteristics. So, you know, what are the things that would take some of the risk away for an investor? Connecting A and AA rated communities with developers, so that increases our visibility, and really just helping get bioeconomy manufacturing plants built where they're best likely to succeed. So the process, as I say, would be a six-month research process where we would be assessed on a number of metrics and that information is in the package. There would then be another six-month process of promoting and marketing during which time there would be a local committee established, an advisory committee, and there would also be a process set up for fielding inquiries. So those pieces are yet to be sort of fixed up. If we want to participate in this process, those things would be developed down the line. What we're being asked for right now is whether we want to be part of this initiative. The cost for doing the research, the certification and the rating program, approximately $77,000. Now, the Nova Scotia Innovation Hub were hoping to submit an application to Natural Resource Canada's Clean Fuels Fund, and they hoped that that would cover 100% of the costs. That application would be due November 23rd, and all they were looking for from us was a letter of support. Now then, although the application is due November 23rd, they have since found that the actual award wouldn't be made until Q2 or even Q3 of next year. So there would be a substantial delay between making an application and potentially being successful. They've proposed an alternative approach, which would be to use Nova Scotia Innovation Hub's own funds to support this certification process, but there would be a cash component required of the municipalities that want to take part. So really, at the moment, you know, for discussion is do we want to participate? If so, do we want to put an application in for the Clean Fuels Fund, but then have a delay until the process can get started? Or there's an opportunity to put some cash forwards and be able to start the process.
So once again, I'll reiterate those three things that are before you. Put cash forward, which would be approximately $19,250, as it's cited in our package.
That would be
and
a total
And I would be assuming
cost.
That...
Yeah, that, as yet we wouldn't know how many places that would be split
but that
between,
would be
but
assuming,
as a maximum.
Right, other units take place. Because the second would be to, or option would be, if we chose to participate, that we indicate we do, but we want Nature Resource Canada, hopefully, to be a grantor, knowing that it would be third quarter of 2023 before this project certification started, which we've already heard is a 6 month and a 6 month, which would be a year, which would be the quarter of 2024. And the first question, or the third, which is actually the first question, is do we wish to participate in this program? And I do believe, Mr. Lane, we are looking at wood fiber that is of lesser value, that like wood chip and that biomass.
That's
that,
so
that companies
yeah.
such as Freeman's now stockpiling with no place to use, so it's secondary biomass products that can be used for companies around the world are looking at using wood fiber for many things. So this is research into taking that extra biomass product which we have and putting it into sustainable uses. And this company, this certification, will put us on a global network. So rather if you're in Peru or Portugal, if you are a company looking at doing this type of work, then you don't have to look around the world. They look to here and they can pin them. Am I correct?
That's
Am I correct in that?
Yeah, that's absolutely
brief?
Correct. So bioeconomy can take in feedstocks from a number of different sectors. So that could be forestry, it could be farming, it could be ocean sector. These have a primary harvest and they also have a secondary set of products that are sort of produced as part of that primary harvest, this would be making use of that that feedstock. In this case, we're talking about low-grade forest fiber. The bioeconomy development opportunity zone can consider other feedstocks, but there would be a certification process that goes along, particularly aimed at, you know, the feedstock that's under consideration. So for this one, because we're playing to the competitive advantage that we have in our area, which is the availability of low-grade forest fiber, that's the feedstock that's being considered for this.
So, questions of council? Councillor Brown.
I just wanted to be clear that the $77,000 cost is not our cost, it's the cost for the full,
that's
the full study.
So the full certification and rating process costs $77,000.
So depending on how many municipal units take advantage,
so
that's what
we
it costs
us. Nova Scotia Innovation Hub would fund 75% of that $77,000. So the 25%, they would be looking for a cash contribution from participants.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is approximately $19,000 to be split amongst the offices.
So in this area, if we didn't take part in it, we'd be kind of conspicuous by our absence. Sometimes a blank spot on a map is not a good sight to see. Thanks.
And I don't mean to break any confidential agreements with the other units, but I assume we're looking at Gulliver County, Annapolis County.
So we've only spoken to South Shore.
Just South Shore, Shelburne.
So this would be
just it's Gulliver Queens.
Yeah.
Gulliver Queens. Gulliver
Queens, Chester.
So we have 5 units down there.
Yes.
So if all units contributed, which makes, I don't see why they wouldn't. So there'd be 6 of us splitting 19,000. It's like less, a little over 3,000. If all units.
If all did.
Before I address Councillor Brown, is there anyone else who wishes to speak prior to Councillor Charlton?
So just to make sure I understand this correctly, if we go with the second option, we're speeding up the process. The first option, that $77,000 that you mentioned, requires no cost pass, or it still will have some?
If the Clean Fuels Fund application is successful, the expectation is that it would be no cost.
We have it funded. But that, like everything, will have a cap, and not everyone will probably be successful. Is that safe to say?
I think that's safe to say. I mean, there's
okay.
No guarantee.
Okay. Any other questions? Councillor Means?
So we have a biomass plant right now and it's not running. So has it been looked at when it starts running again, if there's enough biomass in an area to do 2 or 3 places? Like, you know, I hear a lot from the guys hauling wood that they have a lot of wood laying around in the woods that used to go to biomass. But I have once they start working the energy back up again, are we going to have enough around to keep 2 places going?
It's a good question. And so that 6-month research process, those are exactly the sorts of questions that it would put, you know, it would say what is the total capability? What is the volume of supply? Because that's going to be first question on any investor's mind. It's worth saying that if in discussion with the company that does the certification, if they get into the research and immediately find that it's not going to work, then it gets cut. You know, we don't go through the motion of spending all of that money if there's really no future.
Councillor Brown, since I speak
I just wanted to mention that with the prevalence of the hemlock woolly adelgid that's spreading through this area. If we lose every hemlock tree in southwest Nova Scotia, I think there's not going to be any shortage of biomass for something. We're going to be looking for a way to use it, or we're going to have a lot of standing forest fire material. So I think it's a good approach to look at finding a use for these things before they just fall in the woods.
I think that's right. And so, you know, having markets for secondary low grade forest fiber makes it economic to take that.
Deputy Mayor Fancy?
One thing here with especially with Brooklyn Power, chips themselves are not always great for them. We need so much fire contents to be able to burn effectively because they burn too quickly inside there. So I don't know how much you're taking away from them or how much you're helping them, because it's if they don't have the fire contents, it's a hard thing to burn. So that's what we're looking at more so in the other layers.
That's correct, and I think so that research process is going to evaluate all of that.
Yeah.
It's going to look at what biomass is available,
right,
and where are the best uses for it.
Right.
Just any research that's done is to give confidence to investors that there's actually a future for biomass.
Seeing how there's no further discussion, we need to come to some point to either move this discussion into recommendations for next council. So I guess my first question is, how many, and you just give me a show of hands or a wave, how many believe that we should support this bioeconomy development opportunity zone? Six. How many do not feel we should support this? So, majority feel that we should support this. And the second question is, because we'll have to have a motion prepared for the following meeting. So between option one or two, the option one was wait and see if the bid can be go through with the Clean Fuels Fund, knowing that it would be November of next year before it would be ready to even start. Or two, knowing that there's six municipal units and hoping that each municipal unit sees the advantage of a $3,000 investment toward the creation of this biodiversity zone, which has been brought forth by our Department of Economic Development. So I guess the question is, so I'm going to ask you to make your mind up for either one or two, and I'll ask for it in that order. So number one option would be to wait and place application end of this month. So how many are in favor of waiting and place application at the end of the month?
Would it be possible to reach out to those other municipalities to see if that's something that they will pursue? Because I'm just saying, if that's not something they're going to pursue, then that second option will be irrelevant to us. It won't be a possibility if the other municipalities aren't on board, correct?
We could take the full cost ourselves.
Mm-hmm. But then that's a 57.
No, it's 19,000. $19,000.
Even if those other municipalities
yep.
do not.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 19,000 divided by.
I just assumed that was the case if we
no.
had other people on board.
No. The total cost
would
be 19.
And if I could just ask one more question. So I had asked earlier, it speeds up the process, but in option number one, the research can happen before November or would not until we know we have it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we'll be waiting for the result of the application.
Okay. Thank you.
On that, there are two municipal councils that have an equivalent paper being asked for.
like to, I keep talking about the Hemlock Woolly Adelgid, but I don't know if anybody, you know, lives out in North Queen sees how fast some of these trees go. Like, it's, you have an infestation, and then in a period of 4 months, your tree is dead and standing there as a forest fire thing. So I think when we look at option one, we're adding another year to that, which could potentially raise our fire risk in our communities after a decision is made. You know, we're adding another year to the process for not a lot of money.
All those in favor of option one, which is apply for grant funding? Option two? So therefore we'll need a motion from council to bring this forward as a discussion, as a recommendation at our next council meeting. Councilor Charlton?
I move to pursue funding through NSIH in regards to this development.
Is option number two?
Just option number two?
You're moving.
Against?
No. You're moving that option two be brought forward as a recommendation.
Okay. I move to bring option two forward as a recommendation.
Thank you. And that's seconded by Councilor Brown. Any discussion? All those in favor?